Brenda.
Hello.
Oh, it's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you too.
Have a seat, please.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you.
What about your grandchildren?
Oh, they're great.
Well, thanks for coming in this afternoon. I really need these quarterly get-togethers. I need to keep up to date on how our clients and volunteers are doing out there in the community. Oh my goodness, how time flies. You've been visiting Mrs. Grant for 6 months now.
Yes, I have.
At our last meeting, you told me what a great match you and Mrs. Grant were and how well you were getting along together. So is it still going well?
Oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, then, how about we start this meeting by you telling me about your schedule with Mrs. Grant?
Okay. My latest visit with Mrs. Grant was yesterday, because I always visit her on Tuesday morning. That's the day she knows that nobody else is coming to see her. She has the nurse come twice a week, and she has the nurse's aide come twice a week. So Tuesday morning is her only free morning. And in the afternoon, she usually naps and sometimes needs her oxygen then. So morning visits are her preference. And she says that in the morning, her energy is best and her breathing is the easiest. So, and she doesn't usually need oxygen in the morning. So.
Does she talk about her lung cancer?
Well, she said that the nurse told her that she's holding her own. And then Mrs. Grant said, whatever that means, and she rolled her eyes. But she did tell me that she's staying in that second floor walk-up apartment as long as she can get around in it, no matter what anybody else wants her to do.
Well, good for her.
But you know, I find that she's really slowed down, you know, a lot since when I first began. But she says she's living one day at a time.
Can you describe in detail your visit yesterday?
Well, I arrived at 10 o'clock, and I always call her at 9 just to make sure that everything's okay for the visit. And then we usually have a cup of tea together, and I bring muffins or cookies to share. And I always make the muffins and cookies the evening before so they're nice and fresh for her Tuesday morning. Mrs. Grant loves her cup of tea and sweets. We used to talk about the weather, but since she's too weak to go out, she's not really interested in anymore. It's kind of sad. She really misses those walks we had at the beginning. Oh, my mind's wandering. I'm sorry, you want to know about yesterday's visit. After our cup of tea, Mrs. Grant gave me her usual weekly shopping list, and so I went and got the stuff that's on that list. Nothing much, you know, just bread and milk and bananas. And of course, I go to the pharmacy, which is in the same mall, and I pick up her pills. And the pharmacy does them up in this nice pack. It's called the bubble pack, so she knows what to take and when. And then when I get back, well, we talk about maybe the news of the day. Or like yesterday, she asked me to peel some potatoes and cut them up so that it would make cooking easier for her, because she tires so easily now. However, she slept well Monday night, and so our visit was 2 hours in total. Sometimes it's just an hour and a half, because she says that talking is getting hard for her, and she needs her oxygen and to rest, etc. So Mrs. Grant tells me when she's had enough. We have that understanding. And when she's had enough, I pack up and go. And sometimes I have to ask her if she's had enough, but she feels free to tell me.
It sounds to me that Mrs. Grant is much weaker than when you first started to volunteer 6 months ago.
Yes.
Have you had any conversation with her case manager, the nurse, in the past month to tell her how the visits are going?
Well, I keep trying to talk to her, but she's always on the road or in a meeting. And I have asked if we could set up a time every 2 weeks to talk, but she hasn't gotten back to me. You know, all of us volunteers were talking about how difficult it is to talk with the nurses, you know, to keep in the loop.
Really?
I was thinking maybe you could do a workshop on strategies for this.
Yeah, that could be a good idea. Speaking of workshops, do you remember the one we held on essential services and volunteer? I believe it was a few months ago. You know, we've talked about what services are considered essential and what services are considered non-essential.
I remember that was the meeting when I brought my special chocolate, double chocolate cookies.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah.
It was that meeting. Well, Brenda, thinking of the tasks that you did yesterday, do you think that any of them fall into the category of essential services?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Well, as you know, if a volunteer in the community is on holiday or sick, we don't necessarily send a stranger to replace them. It's too difficult for the client to have a stranger come into the house and for the volunteer to go in a new home for one day only. So if you're sick or on holidays, you will probably not be replaced. So are there any tasks that you did that Mrs. Grant would be in trouble if you had not come?
Well, yeah, I guess she'd be in trouble if I didn't pick up the pills. The groceries aren't a problem because she puts in her order once a week by phone and they deliver them on Friday morning. And she has a friend who often picks things up for her when she's forgotten to order something.
See, these are the two tasks I was worrying about. Now, I don't consider grocery as essential after your explanation, but the pills are definitely essential. Can you tell me how it came about that you are getting her pills for her?
Well, the nurse arranged for the pharmacy to deliver the pills after she wasn't able to go out on her own. But, you know, the pharmacy interrupted her afternoon nap, and she hated that. So I offered to pick them up for her on Tuesday morning. I guess that wasn't the right thing to do, eh? Oh, gosh. What'll I do now? I mean, I'm going on holiday in a month, and she won't get her pills.
Well, this is a problem. You need to discuss this with Mrs. Grant. And you need to let the nurse know that you're doing this essential service. The nurse can work this out with Mrs. Grant. And perhaps while you're there, Mrs. Grant can call the pharmacy and have a morning delivery. Or maybe the pills can be delivered when the healthcare worker is there giving Mrs. Grant her bath. But nonetheless, the nurse should handle that with Mrs. Grant. But the important thing for you to remember is that the volunteers cannot pick up any task that must be done. Make it a point of reviewing everything you've done after every visit to be sure you haven't picked up any tasks that are vital to Mrs. Grant's health and well-being.
Okay.
You know, Brenda, I appreciate that she's alone and she has no family in town, and that you're becoming like family to her. I know you're getting very close to her, and it's your first volunteer matchup. So, do you feel that you're getting too involved or too close to her?
No.
No?
No. No, I like visiting Mrs. Grant, and I know it'll be sad when she dies. But I'm aware that when you volunteer in palliative care, that happens. And everybody here is so supportive. I know that the team will help me if I have a hard time.
Well, I'm happy you feel this way. I enjoy having you as a volunteer, and I want you to enjoy to be part of our team. So, to recap this meeting, you will have to call Mrs. Grant to tell her that you won't be able to pick up her pills and that you can help find a solution to her problem if she wants. You will also have to call the nurse and leave a message to tell her that there's an issue here that needs to be addressed and that we need to find a solution before you go on your holidays in 4 weeks' time. And I will pick up your suggestion. I will bring to a discussion the fact that you and others are having a challenge there to reach the nurses. At our next workshop, you know, we can discuss it all together and find some ways to make this line of communication better. Is there anything that I have forgotten?
No, I don't think so. And I'm really glad we have these meetings because it really helps me in my volunteer role. Can you imagine if I'd gone away and then realized that I was responsible for picking up her pills? Oh, that would have been terrible. But thanks so much for your suggestions, and I'll get on to them right away.
My pleasure. Well, I guess we're all set. We will meet again in 3 months.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And if you have any problem before then, I'm always available. You just call in and make an appointment. And if you have some issue with this problem with the pills, call me and let me know.
Yes, I will. And thank you.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
And have a good holiday.
Well, thank you.